This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert, and my heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. Because every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. Give God your very best, would you? Very best shot. Amen. Open your Bible tonight with me to the New Testament, to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4. We started this series, I think, last Wednesday night, right on video, right? I was on a plane and you were here, and I wish I could be here. I couldn't, but I was here through video. Amen? And we started a brand new series, New Habits for a New Year. Are you excited about the new year? Yeah. Are you expecting this year to be better than last year? How are we going to assure ourselves? How are we going to guarantee then that this year will be better than last year? Well, here's a golden nugget that I gave you last week. If you were here, please write it down. Every new level of your life will demand a different you. Every new level, and we're all expecting to go to a new level this year, right? Every new level of your life, new season, new skills. Always have to have new skills for a new season. Every new level of your life will demand a different you. Well, how do I change? If every new level demands a different me, then how do I become different? How do I change? By changing my habits. By changing my habits. Our future, our destiny, is connected to our daily habits. Our future is hidden in our daily routine. Our habits and our destiny are connected. We form our habits, and our habits, what? Form us. What is a habit? Listen very carefully. It's a behavior repeated over and over again. What is a habit? Every new level demands that I become a different person. So how do I change? By changing my habits. You and I form our habits, and they form us. What does that mean, Pastor? It means we are a result and a product of our habits. So if we want to be a different person, we have to change our behaviors. Can I have an amen? So notice that a habit is a behavior repeated over and over again. Am I right? And our behaviors are a result of our beliefs, right? What we believe, we behave. As a man thinketh, so are thee. Now listen very carefully. It may sound deep, but it's simple. Let me give you a resource, Atomic Habits, a book. It's a secular book, but it's the best book I've ever read on habits, Atomic Habits. And in that book, he talks about your habits are all connected to how you think about yourself. Your habits are connected to the image that you have of yourself. So to change your habits, you have to change your image of yourself. Powerful, isn't it? See, if I have a low self-esteem, what do I become? A drug addict? An alcoholic? You know, addicted to pornography? Addicted to something that's unhealthy? If I have a poor self-image. Our habits are connected to our self-image. Our behaviors, I like to say it that way, are connected to our belief system. Are you with me so far? So how do I change a habit? How do I change a behavior? By changing what I believe. How do I change what I believe? By changing what I think. Because what you think makes up what you believe. And what you believe, you behave. Right? So powerful, isn't it? So, not too deep, right, church? Y'all getting real quiet. You're just thinking, amen? Okay. So every new level of your life will demand a different you. We're going to have to change to go to the next level. How do we change? By changing our habits. By changing our habits. Now, let me give you this. I gave it to you last week. It's so good. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. You do know if you want to change your character, you change your habits. Because our habits make up our character. And this year, I want to be better than last year, so I'm going to have to work on my character over my comfort. Because God does not promote comfort. God promotes character. And as long as I'm comfortable, I'll never change. I got to be uncomfortable in order to change. Are you with me? So you sow a thought and you reap an action. You sow an action, a behavior over and over again. It becomes a habit. You sow a habit and it makes up your character. You sow a character and you reap a destiny. You with me, church? That's powerful, isn't it? So we want this year, and it's going to be better than last year. How can we guarantee that? By changing. How do we change? By changing some habits in our life. How do you change a habit? By changing the way you think. Because how we think is connected to the habits that we've established in our life. Now, in order to change a habit, I gave you last week 5 R's. I like to use words that start with the same letter because it's a teaching method that helps us retain and remember what we're hearing. So let me give you those 5 R's to create or to change our habits. Number one, we need a reason. Everyone say a reason. We need a why. Is that right? We need to know the why. Well, why should I change? I need a reason. And I gave the illustration years ago. Charles Neiman was here. And Charles, he's into fitness. And we were in the back room before he came out. This has been 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. And Charles said, hey, I said, Charles, you look like you're in really great shape. Where are you working at now? He goes, I go to a CrossFit gym. And I said, CrossFit, what's that? And he told me what it was. And I said, well, Charles, why do you? He's 65 at that time. He's 3 years older than me. Now he's 68. I said, Charles, why do you do that? He said, I do that so I can do this with my grandkids. He said, I work out. I develop that habit because I want to be able to play with them as I get older. What was that? His reason. Hello, somebody. Well, I'm working out. Y'all pray for me, amen, so I don't quit, all right? But last week, I was climbing mountains in California with my grandkids, keeping up with them. To God be all the glory. So why do I have a reason? Amen? So in order to change, in order to create a new habit, we need a reason. Number two, we need a role model. We need a role model. I elaborated on all these last week. You can get the podcast free. Number three, we need a replacement, right? It's not enough just to say, I'm going to stop this bad habit. If you don't replace it with a good one, the bad one will come back even worse, right? So the devil works in every area of our life where there's vacuum. The devil works in every area of our life where there's vacuum, where there's idleness. So we say, I'm going to change this habit because I want a better year. New habits, new you, new year. Can you say that with me? New habits, new you, new year. Let's say it again. New habits, new you, new year. And so you have to have the law of replacement. You have to say, well, I'm going to stop this, but I'm going to start that in its place. And that's how you make it work. So number one, you need a what? Reason. Number two, you need a role model. Number three, you need a replacement. And number four, you need a reward. You need a reward. And then number five, you need relationships in your life that will support you. Wow, we're getting ready to launch 25 new small groups at our church. Isn't that going to be cool? You know, we have some already, but we're getting ready to launch 25 more new, brand spanking new small groups in our church. And you know, we all need relationships, but we all need the right kind. Those who won't rain on your parade, but those who believe in your dream. And they'll help you. So if you're saying, well, you know, on this fast, I'm going to fast Doritos. I'm going to fast chip dip. You know, I'm going to fast sour cream potato chips, barbecued potato. Y'all getting hungry right now. You can see those images right now. Well, then you don't want people hanging around you with Dorito chips, right? You don't want people coming around you and giving you sour cream potato chips. Relationships make us or break us. Relationships are crucial in making positive change in our life. New habits, new you, new year. 5 R's of how to change a habit. Are you still with me, church? Okay, so I'm going to give you now 2 habits that will guarantee this year to be better than last year. 2 new habits tonight. Everyone say 2. Just 2. We can dig 2, right? Don't try to change everything. Just change 1 thing. Yeah, we try to change a whole lot of things. It's overwhelming, isn't it? We get maybe you don't, but I get discouraged and nothing changes. Yeah. So let me just give you 2 habits. 2 habits that where we can, if we'll do them this year, it will guarantee this year to be better than last year. Go with me, if you would, in your Bible, Ephesians 4, verse 22 through 24. I'm going to read it from 3 different translations. Are you with me? The first one is this, a Bible reading plan. Read your Bible every day and then apply what it says. If we'll be a doer of the word, the Bible says we'll be blessed in our deed. And the key is not once in a while, but every day. Come on, somebody. The key is, somebody said, one of their questions, well, do you fast, Pastor? Do you fast just during the week and then, you know, you have a cheat meal, a cheat weekend? I find out that doesn't work in the natural too good. Even, you know, when I'm on my diet plan, I've got a nutritional coach, and she tells me I can have a cheat day. But you know what I do those cheat days? That cheat day goes into cheat days. Don't look so holy at me. Amen. Praise God. I find out that consistency is a mark of maturity. I found out that doing it consistently, you get greater results than just hit and miss. So if we get on a Bible reading plan, 1 year Bible this year with your pastor, and you do it every day, and then you apply what you read, change will be inevitable. It'll happen. Let me show you from the Word of God. You were told that your foolish desires will destroy you, that you must give up your what? Old way of life with all of its. There's the words that I'm using. There's the words that I'm teaching on right in the Bible. How do you get rid of bad habits? I want to get rid of cussing, chewing, going with girls that are doing. I just like to say that, okay? I want to get rid of those bad habits, Pastor. I want to, you know, we can help you with celebrate. Come on back, y'all. I ain't got much time. Don't have much time. We can help you with Celebrate Recovery. We're here to help you with that. We can help you go through Growth Track, find freedom. But from the Word of God, this is the Word of God, right? This is the Word of God, how to get rid of bad habits. Because they'll destroy us, because our habits are connected to our destiny. So he says, you were told that your foolish desires will destroy you and that you must give up your old way of life with all its bad habits. Next verse. Let the Spirit change your what? Way of thinking. Didn't I tell you earlier to change a habit? It starts with change the way you think, right? Because what you're thinking, you're believing. And whatever you're believing, you're acting it out with your behavior, right? And your behavior repeated is what we call a habit. And it, right along with the Bible, it says, let the Holy Spirit, and we need the Holy Spirit's help, right, church? Can't do it on our own. Let the Holy Spirit change your way of thinking. So notice, previous verse said, get rid of bad habits that will destroy your life, miss your destiny. This verse says you do it by letting the Holy Spirit change the way you think. Now, how is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit going to use to change the way we think? The Bible. The Word of God. Next verse. And make you into a what? New habits, new you, new year. Isn't that what I'm talking about tonight? New habits, new you, new year. How we can guarantee that this year will be better than last year. Okay? And make you into a new person. You were created to be like God, so you must please Him and truly be holy. All right? Let's go back, Ephesians 4 and 22, and let's look at the next translation that we had, you guys, the Living Bible. Throw off your old evil nature and the old you that was a partner in your evil ways. Rotten. It sounds like Ernest. It saves Christmas. You know, rotten, full of lust and sham. Next verse, verse 23. Now your what? Attitudes and your thoughts must all be changing constantly if you want better. Better this year. How? By changing our thinking and our believing and our attitudes, we change our habits. We form them, they form us. We need the five R's to change them, but what are we going to do? The first habit right out of the gate is renewing our mind daily in a Bible reading plan. The most successful Christians I know are strategic. The most successful Christians I know are strategists. I don't understand, Pastor. The most successful Christians I know have a plan and are living according to a plan. I've been doing this for a long time. The most successful, victorious, overcoming Christians I know have a strategy to live every day. They have a routine, they have a ritual, they have a mindset, they have habits, they have a pattern, they have policy and procedure. Am I helping anybody tonight? Those that I have had to counsel over and over and over again, and I could never help them, never had a strategy. They just ran by, you know, their bootstraps. They just ran by the fly. They had no plan. They were up and down and in and out. But the ones that I know from 30 years ago who are stronger today and getting stronger, they got a strategy. They got a plan. They're strategic. Hello, somebody. Boy, that was worth coming to Wednesday night church right there. All right? Your attitudes, your thoughts, but it's all constantly be changing if you want the better. Next verse, verse 24. Yes, you must be, remember, every new level demands that we become a different person. Every new level, every new year for it to be better, demands that we be a different person. How do we do that? By changing our attitude, our habits. How we do that? By changing the way we think and our attitudes, our belief system. Do a different person. Clothe yourself with this new nature. We have one more translation, I believe, guys, the Amplified. Strip yourself of your former nature. Put off, discard the old unrenewed self, characterized by the manner of life that was corrupt through its desires. Verse 23, how do I do that? Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your what? Mind. Have a what? Fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Next verse, verse 24. And put on the new nature creating God's image, God-like, in true righteousness and holiness. So number one, how we can guarantee this year to be better than last year is change habits. And one of the habits we want to make sure that we have this year is reading our Bible, a daily Bible reading plan. Read it, and then we apply what it says to us. James chapter 1, let's look at that. James chapter 1, and look with me there if you would. Can we put that up on the screen? James chapter 1, verse 25. Everyone, can you all read this for me tonight, please? We have participation here. Let me help me out. 1, 2, 3. Well, do y'all see the word habit? It's talking about being a hearer and doer of the word, and you make it what? A habit. And what will you have? Happy. I can't hear you. Happy. Happiness. Happiness. In February, my series is called The Happiness Advantage. For the whole month of February, The Happiness Advantage, How to Get Control of Your Emotions. That's February. Pray for that series. Amen. But what I want you to see here again, note, extract, pull out the word habit. What should we do according to the Bible? Make it a habit of hearing the word, reading the word, and then doing it and applying it. And the result will be you'll live a full, happy life. Can I have a witness in the house tonight? Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Let's look at that on the overheads real quick. Romans 12 and verse 2. It says, don't copy the behavior. What's that? A behavior is an act repeated over and over again. It becomes a habit. Don't copy the behavior, the habits, the customs of this world, but let God change you into what? A new habit, new person, new year. And to a new person, how are you going to do that, God? By changing the way you... Reading the Bible changes the way you... Y'all doing good. Reading the Bible will change the way you... And you'll never rise higher than your highest thought. Wow. By changing the way you think, then you'll learn to know God's will for your life in 2019, which is good, pleasing, perfect, and better than 2018. Now, the second habit that I want to share with you that you and I want to form, because we form our habits and our habits form us. And for every new level, it demands that we become a different person, that we change. And how do we change? By changing a habit. So the second habit that I want you and I to put into practice every day this year, and that is serving others. Serving others. If you and I will put into practice intentionally every day adding value to other people, I promise you this year will be better than last year. Serving others or adding value to other people. Now, the only place in the Bible that Jesus said, I'm going to model to you and I want you to be like this. The only place in the Bible Jesus said, copy his behavior was John chapter 13 when he washed the disciples' feet. Are you with me, family? It's the only place in the Bible where Jesus himself said, copy, model my behavior. And it was when he was modeling a servant's attitude, mindset, and life. So that tells me how huge and important it is for you and I to take on the mindset of servant leadership, take on the mindset of every day of our life. If we get up and we say, who can I serve today? We get up and we say, if that scares you, who can I add value to today? Is that okay with everybody? Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Here's a scripture for it. Galatians 6, verse 10. I'm going to ask you, last scripture, let's all read it together on the count of three, please. One, two, three. Okay, stop right there. So every day we should look for an opportunity. Every day we should look for an opportunity. Every day we should be intentional this year. Who can I serve? Who can I bless? Who can I add value to? So number one habit for a better year is read my Bible, make it a habit every day, and then apply what I read. Be strategic. Be a strategist as a Christian. Have a plan to be the best you can be. Number two is every day this year, I'm going to get up and I'm going to serve other people. I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to look for opportunities and occasions to serve or add value to others. You with me, church? Team is coming out. So let's pick it up again. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I was really rude. Would y'all forgive me? Here we go. One, two, three. Whoa, 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 whoa. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Profitable. We are to bring profit to other people. Wouldn't that be another word for adding value? Profitable, valuable. This is all biblical. See, if I'll live my life being a giver instead of a getter, I'll be happier. If I live my life, who can I serve instead of looking for people who can serve me? I'll be happier. Jesus, the only time he said model, Jesus himself said model my behavior is when he modeled to us as a servant washing the disciples' feet. And if you look at that discourse there in John 13 at the end, he said, happy you will be if you do this. We already read that it said it will bring happiness to us. Amen, church? So I promise I won't interrupt you anymore. I've been so rude. I'll read it for you, okay? So it says, let us on occasion, an opportunity, as it opens up to us, do good works to all people, black, white, yellow, brown, young and old, rich and poor, right? Believer, non-believer. Not only being useful or profitable at value, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and their advantage. Be mindful. Everybody say, be mindful. See, I'm bringing all these out because I have 5 points in just a second. Okay? All from this verse. Be mindful. Be mindful. Be intentional. Get up and say, who can I serve today? Who can I add value to today? I promise you this year, guarantee it, double dog dare you, this year will be better than last year. If every day we get up asking ourselves, who can I serve today? Who can I add value to today? So I said, be mindful to be a what? Blessing. Be mindful to be a blessing. And then look, especially, or the priority is to those in the household of Church on the Rock, to those who belong to God's family with you, to the believer. To the believer first, then the sinner. To the household of faith first, then outside the house. Why did he say that? Because for people who don't know Christ to come and observe Christ's family, if they're not serving one another, they won't want to join the family. If it isn't working in God's house, they don't want to be a part of it. Come on, somebody, can I have a witness in the house? So notice, according to this verse, let me give you, how do I do that, Pastor? How do I get up every day? And how do I serve others? God, break it down for me, Pastor. Okay? Here's what you do. 5 things. Number one, decide. It's not a feeling. We'll wake up some days and we won't want to do it, but we're going to decide to value people. Decide to value people. Number two, we want to think of ways each day how to add value to people. So number one is we decide people are important. They're valuable. I want to add value to them. Number two, we get up and we think, who am I going to meet today at work, at school, at church? Who am I going to meet as I walk in my neighborhood? And begin to think of ways to add value. I promise you this will absolutely change your life. Number three, look for ways. Not only change, but look, be mindful, and look for ways to add value. Number one, what was the first one? Decide. I'm not going to be a getter, I'm going to be a giver. I'm not going to take, I'm going to give. I'm not going to want people to serve me, I'm going to serve others. I'm not going to wait for things to happen, I'm going to make things happen for other people. I'm going to add value. I'm going to leave them better than they found me. I'm going to leave them better than when I met them. Are you with me? So then number two is, I forgot, what do? We think of ways to add value. Number three, we look for ways to add value. And then number four, then we do something. It's not enough to think. It's not enough to look. But what do we want? We want to do something. Every day, do y'all remember at the offering, I said to you, I want to be more generous this year than last year. See, it was all leading up to this point right here. Every day, with a generous spirit, we want to do something that adds value to other people. And you know, it can be a smile. It can be a pat on the back. It can be a meal. It can be an email. It can be a nice card. It can be pay a bill. It can be pray for them. It can be visit them. It can be believe in them, encourage them, right? But if we'll do this, not only number one, the habit of reading our Bible and then applying what we read, Bible says it'll change the way we think. That'll change our behavior. It'll change our attitudes. New habits. New you. New year. Number two, decide that every day I'm going to be serving others, adding value, a servant leader. Can I have a witness? Number five, what are we going to do? Number five, we're going to encourage other people to add value to others. We're going to encourage other people to add value to other people. Here's what I know. All of us in this room, we're all different. Can I have a witness? We're all different, and we celebrate that, right, church? We're all different, but here's what I know. We all want to make a difference with our life. And you do that, and I do that, by serving and adding value to other people. Everybody say, new habits, new me, new year.